From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post has reported a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed overnight, 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. The sound of shelling was heard from the direction of the town of Avgivka. American United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that the U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, the FSB, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. The White House says the move does not mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. This is VOA News.